And a one, and a one, two, three.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
You sing Happy New Year too?
Nah, that's
Happy
what I
said. Happy New Year.
Well, hold up, come on now.
Cha 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 cha. Sparkles. brought to you by Jazz Hands.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas,
everyone. Merry Christmas. Whatever you do, or merry break, you know, merry winter break, whichever one.
Exams are done.
A merry time.
Not everyone has. Everyone celebrates like Merry Christmas.
Some people celebrate Kwanzaa, so happy Kwanzaa to people celebrating Kwanzaa.
Is it time for Hanukkah? Did they do Hanukkah this time?
It already passed.
Oh, it's already passed, right?
Hanukkah passed or Hanukkah coming?
It already passed.
It's already gone, yeah. Well, they're still going to get the time off and the time to rest for this couple weeks. So, to everyone, near and far, to all your families and all your friends, wherever they may be, whether you can reach out to them or not, Merry Christmas to all of you. I hope we're all gonna have great times. I hope 2021 was better than 2020.
Bro, we keep saying this every time.
That year was fucking rough, man. 2020 was a rough year. So I hope everyone had at least somewhat of a better year. I know 2021 was, there was a lot of adjustments that had to be made.
And the pandemic's about to be over.
Listen, stop playing. There's literally another Omega virus or some shit.
What is that called?
At this point, they're not even creative anymore.
This is a Christmas episode. Let's not talk about anything, the situations outside of Christmas. Our control.
Miracle made the intro sound like a conclusion, bro. I was just looking at you, man. I'm like, are you about to say, we're done?
We're done. Yeah. We'll ladies and gentlemen, week. Peace. Till next year. Peace out. See you in 2022. Mm-hmm. Kisses. Mwah. Take it. Good night. No. Take care.
We still got another week in this year, remember?
Oh, yeah. We still do, right? We still have another episode.
Why? Miracle, why are you so negative, bro? We got another week. Let's crush it, bro.
Okay. It's a white Christmas, right? We're going to have a white Christmas. Do you guys think it's going to snow tomorrow?
Obviously. It's going to snow tonight.
Oh, is it? Did you check the weather?
I don't. You just
have the feeling, right?
Christmas.
It has to snow.
It's a Christmas season, man.
Mother Nature is not on our side this year.
I don't know. So. Like, I was so touched.
Today's -2, but tomorrow's gonna be -21. Like, bro. Like,
blood of Jesus.
It's Winnipeg. Why are you guys so surprised?
No, I shouldn't be surprised, but
just the jump for Christmas Day, man. Every Christmas Day, it's snowing.
She's always gonna give you one.
Freezing balls out.
She's always gonna give you one. You guys remember like any of those Christmas times or something? Because I know that 2 days ago, for no reason, it just started snowing like crazy again, and we had to start shoveling snow and shit. Was it 2 days ago? Two nights ago.
Two nights ago that I snowed. Yes. I came out. I was like, bro.
Okay, yes, it was we. Just because I didn't do it does not mean it was not we. I was here in spirit when they were shoveling the snow.
Oh, you didn't shovel it though?
I didn't. I came back home when it was done.
Thief.
I was proud of them though. Every one of them.
You can shovel your driver.
America, stay wherever you were. You're like, it's snowing. I'm gonna stay a lot longer.
Yeah, I went out and looked at my car and I was like, wow.
My car was buried in snow. I don't know about you.
Mine was buried too.
But you guys have a parking
lot. We have
lot,
a big
so
car.
But your parking lots are so tiny. How do you guys clean the car? Like, you can barely fit between cars.
I'm lucky because there's like nobody by my side. There's no actually cars. The spot beside me is actually empty. Mm-hmm. So I just park my car there and then I can just get in. But
So you can just park anywhere?
You can just. I mean, if every spot was taken by a car, it would be hell to get out of there because it's so tight.
Those parking, they're so small.
Bro, yeah,
I have to open your door.
I have to put on my F1 skills whenever I come to this area, bro.
If your car is dirty, you got to sacrifice your shirt because you're going to be clean.
Oh, yeah, my clothes get dirty a lot. Most of us drive. That thing of like when you wash your car, I think.
The next day?
No, next day. Next 20, 30 minutes. The next 30 minutes, the car is dirty.
Crazy why I said that. I was just laughing at Paul, man.
My mom was hammering me today to go wash the car. And I looked at him like, if I wash this car right now, by tomorrow I have to wash it again. Next week.
My mom has given up on hammering me. She was complaining for so long. At this point, she just gave up. Like, just go. Like,
listen, it was the same with my mom, but my mom is very stubborn like me, right? So she was like, okay, if you're not going to do it, I'm taking the car for 2 weeks. I mean, 2 months. So me, I was pissed off and I was trying to calculate, you know what I'm saying? 2 months? I can handle catching the bus in 2 months. You know, just me have me with my pride, you know, at that point. And then I was like, I'm a little mad. Let me just go home. And when I'm calm, I will think about this. When I thought about it, I was like, nah, I'm going to go clean the car.
To the bitch boy.
I cleaned it literally on my way home. It got dirty. Today, yeah. It's looking how it was looking 3 days ago. And I'm going to go to my mom, like I told you. She was like, I'm tired of seeing that car looking like a construction car. It's dirty. And I'm like, I will clean it. But in 3 days, I'm going to have to clean it again.
Yo, what I'm going to do for my own, I'm going to wash it tonight. Because I know tomorrow is going to be like minus 21. Mm-hmm. That's a Christmas day.
So you hope it's not going to bed? Is that why you're washing it with a hope?
No, what I mean is that it's going to get freezing. And it's you not going to like, you know, like when the water is springing like back.
But I feel like if you clean it, like your window's going to be like, your windshield's going to be very freezing icy tomorrow.
But one thing I know also is that when cars are moving on the road, it doesn't really matter the temperature. Mm-hmm. The cars warm up the road.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the water, like when it's like minus two and like snow is mushy and the water's springing up and just like dirtying your car.
Yeah, the more, I'm saying like the more like busy roads you get on, chances are they may still be swinging snow at you whilst they're going past you. Even though it's minus 20.
Whether the roads are busy or not busy, we still gotta go buy gifts, man. I gotta ask, how was this week, man? Was it as stressful as mine?
Lord,
you got stressed trying to figure what gift to get to people.
It's tough, especially when you have friends that are into gifting and they like to gift. Mm-hmm. When you have friends like that, it's a bit tough. Attracting, we had the Secret Santa stuff to do.
Yeah, did that.
I was pretty lucky because the person I got, she was really helpful and she just gave me the hint of what she wanted. Because you can ask on the Secret Santa app. Yeah, she kind of gave it to me. I was like, thank you so much. Thank you. That's good. Mm-hmm. And then to get gifts for my other friend, I had to take her friend with me to go get a gift for her. And obviously you already know it's less of a surprise when the friend
when the friend knows she knows already.
Because as I was giving her the gift, I was asking her, like, I was like, you already know, right? You already know what I'm gonna get you. She's like, well, I kind of have an idea. I have a vague idea, because like the other friend was talking about the gift mistakenly.
You can't trust women with secrets, bro.
You can't. It's tough out here. It was tough. My family is the kind of family. Before we came here, really, we've never really been into like giving gifts and or you know, we just Christmas Day we go on a hangout with family members. So we have one of our aunts that we go to visit. Aunts or auntie? What is the difference? I honestly.
However you were raised.
I feel like how you were the raised. Original word was aunt, but you know, people like to be fancy.
Oh, it's auntie, like a British.
Like auntie.
It's auntie like a British, maybe a British way to
I
say
I feel like aunt is auntie. More British than auntie.
But aunt sounds so close to the word ants, like the ants that move on the floor.
But you go aunt, not aunt.
Aunt.
That's why I think it's more British, because you know, it's a lot.
mother's brother, my mother's sister.
Your best. What about you at your end though? Like, how was it?
No,
like,
I'm not done talking about myself. I digress.
You changed the whole
fault,
like.
My fault. But you know, we usually just go out to my either like aunt's place. We go there for Christmas. We watch the basketball game. They watch their African show on TV. We have like this big dinner, like a bunch of families. But COVID has made it a bit different. Yeah, in Canada. Yeah, in Canada. But COVID has made things a bit different. Mm-hmm. So usually, I think 2 years ago, before COVID was really bad, I think they came to visit us for like 20, 30 minutes or an hour. They didn't stay for too long. But yeah, it's been a bit different. But we're not used to like having like big gifts or like having gifts under the Christmas. Our Christmas tree, honestly, started getting more and more decorated in the past like 2 years. I think my mom just got like bored with COVID and like just trying to get more creative in the house, you know, find things to do when everywhere is boring. So she just started like designing the tree and like buying ornaments and all this to make it. Before, we just have a tree. We'd have a tree, would have dinner together. And that time we spend is everything for us. We're done with that. We go
no
and rest.
Shit. I just remember the happy birthday still up there in my house.
Bestie.
You have a Christmas tree. I mean, so, happy birthday to Jesus, right?
Save it, no, yeah, save it for my birthday. My birthday's coming. We'll celebrate at your house.
Crash is never going down, man.
After that, my birthday, April. It's not far away.
Yeah, my own
we
birthday.
Just keep it back to December.
No, okay. Oh, we got it for my mama's birthday, my older brother. And we got like a big ass, like, what would you call that?
It's like balloons, right?
Like
it's
balloons.
It's like the connected one that says happy birthday.
The connected one says happy birthday. We got it for my mom's birthday. October 23rd. That was our birthday. And now my mom was like, okay, keep it for my birthday. I'm like, okay, December 12th. We kept that to December 12th. And she's like, okay, keep it for Jesus' birthday. I was like, okay. I don't know. My brother's birthday is in March. To keep it. That shit's never going down.
Everyone, it's always going to be someone's birthday.
Like every 2 months, somebody has a birthday. So might as well, your house is the spot now. Every month, we have to go there and like celebrate birthday. While we're on this topic, or like, you know, your
best thing, what about you and gifting though?
Bro, why you keep...
I just want to know.
Why you keep jumping, man? I'm asking the questions today.
My fault, but I'm just saying that we got to follow the protocol. I talked about mine. I'm being nice enough to let someone talk.
Since you're being nice. Since you're being nice, we'll go on to Besson, man. You know the question, bro. Like, how was it buying gifts for your
Did you
shorties?
Have a girl for your circuit setup?
No, I didn't have a girl, actually.
Oh, lucky you.
That was actually... I don't know if that was easy or that was harder.
Because, bro, guys just need... For a guy, just get him a fucking, like, if he's into, like, construction, just get him a screwdriver or some shit. Get him a Rubik's Cube. Get him boxers.
I'm gonna get a nigga boxers in my life ever. Never get a nigga boxers.
Why, bro?
I'm just playing. I'm just
No, but, okay. My person was a dude. Because we're really close friends, so it's easy to get that. Easy to get something for somebody you already know. But if it was somebody whereby we don't talk as much, it's like, oh, God. It's gonna be difficult to create to plan something. If I don't know what you like, because
do you guys had a budget or?
Yeah, we had a $20 budget.
We had a cap, but not really. No one really. Some people kept to it, but most people didn't really, because $20 is too cheap, honestly.
You can't get
gift
some
$20 paper
Amazon.
Bro, we almost did get. Bro, I bought my gift card for her. I bought my gift card, put it in an envelope and shit. I was about to tape it and like add maybe a chocolate bar to it. And then 2 days before, somebody in the group chat texted, like, is a gift card okay? Everyone's like, no. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, fuck. So I got to take this gift card and go use the gift card to buy her a present. It was the funniest shit, bro. Imagine me after buying a gift card and I took the gift card myself. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to buy something. I have a gift card to pay.
That is tough.
It is.
That is tough.
What about you? How about you? Presents to your family this week?
Bro, the amount of gas I've used this week, every day I had to go buy like gifts. I spent a lot of money, but I don't honestly regret it because I knew I was gonna buy gifts. So I had a little bit of money put aside for just the gift. So I've never spent this much in my life. I've been blessed this year, you know. So with work, like, I've been okay with work. So I had enough money to buy gifts. So I'm blessing my family this year. I'm gonna dress up like Santa and just like bless them, because
hey, you already got the hats. I wish they can see the pictures. I hope they get to see the pictures of how we actually dress tonight.
Check on Instagram tomorrow.
We're tripleting right now.
I'm gonna dye my beard, you know. I have beer now, so I'm gonna dye it white and pull up.
I don't know if you have a beard, but
hey,
I don't think you have that big a beard.
Hey, but hey,
you can always get the fake ones from like party.
They don't know why you expose me. They don't know that.
Your picture is literally on our
That was my picture 2 years ago, man. I can grow a big ass beard in 2 years, bro. They don't know.
Fair enough. Okay, they don't know.
Miracle always gotta expose me. Damn. But I was gonna ask, since Miracle's already on this topic, like, what was your experience based on like how you guys celebrated Christmas back home and here? What were the initial shock, similarity, and all that?
That there's no live chicken on the road.
Yeah, word. There's no chicken.
Nobody's hawking live chicken on the road. November, like December time, is very common for people to carry like hawk live chicken. Literally a hawking live chicken.
Because you gotta always have chicken for Christmas.
Chicken is
Christmas
a staple.
Chicken.
It's Christmas chicken.
Even till here, it's still a thing. We always buy one from Superstore. We always buy one for Thanksgiving, one for Christmas. So we buy two around like...
This is like big chickens?
Like those full, like a full...
Oh, turkeys,
like, yeah,
chickens?
Then we split it up. I think we... Maybe a turkey, actually. I may be wrong now. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the difference. For me, meat is meat.
No.
Like, I went out
it
with a friend.
It is very different.
I went out with a friend and I apparently ordered like half Cajun and half apple something. But when they came, I ate it and I was like, She's like, can you tell the difference? I'm like, they both taste like meat. Like, meat is just
like chicken.
It's just like, it's just meat. There's not, there's nothing
sugar,
meat.
Some don't.
It's still all meat at the end of the day.
What would you sugar meat? Like, I don't, okay, that's a different topic.
That's another day.
I'm not about to walk into that trap, bro. But let's go back to that. It was very common for chicken to be hawked everywhere. And if you want turkey, which is for the exquisite people,
mm-hmm.
you go get turkey. Turkey is for the big people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did you guys have, like, back home, you guys have any something that you guys mainly used to do? Because back in my country, on Christmas, at least in the province where I grew up, we used to burn a tire, like, on Christmas Eve. Everybody will sit behind around the tire, will tell stories and all that, like during Christmas, so everybody's
so
awake.
So you guys are just CO2 emission, just burn a whole tire.
Yeah, like we, the biggest it is, the longer it's gonna last, and we
like
sit
all the
around
black smoke,
we'll sing, we'll like, it was blessed, but I was very young, so I was never allowed to
yourself.
Stay like that late.
So from here, you can see who's causing climate change. yeah. I'm just kidding, we know who's causing it.
We know who's causing it.
Your skin is not black.
But yeah, we used to always have.
Oh man,
what's wrong with this guy?
Well put.
We used to always have a Christmas mm-hmm. service.
Mm-hmm.
So right, was it Christmas service? Or,
it was always Christmas service. Always it was very normal.
Yeah, we always have a Christmas
we
service.
We have to.
Yeah, like even right, like after this episode, mm-hmm. literally we're going to a carol service to go and sing some Der Fest Noel. What all that? I know that good stuff.
Yeah.
But we used to have this thing called, what is here? It's like, it's called fireworks, but in Nigeria we call it knockout.
No, it's actually here. They don't actually have it because it's so
loud.
It's
not the same thing. Yeah.
They don't have it because what they have is just fireworks.
It's just fireworks. The one that you put down.
We have fireworks. We have knockouts. We have bangers.
Banger. We used to hold this thing between our hands. I've held one between my teeth before. Like
this shit
is called
loud.
It's called eight sound or something
sound
like that.
Of a gunshot.
Like, that means it means it's gonna pop up. It's gonna pop off and go like really loud 8 times. So I hold it in my mouth for like 5 or 6 or 7, as close as I can get to 8, and then spit it out before it gets to the last one. Because the last
one
will blow everything away. And if it's between your teeth, it's definitely going to break your teeth.
For context, it is made with gunpowder.
Quite literally, like, and I'd hold it between my hands. Like, you walk on the street and you feel like a boss. Just hold 10 sound.
Yeah, those guys.
That's literally how
God.
It sounds.
I'm the people that run away.
You're not one of those guys. Oh, my dad hated it because apparently one of his cousins got like severely burned from like knockouts. Because it literally is a risk.
It is guns.
It's written on the pack that we should not hold it, but no one listens.
Niggas don't
no
listen.
One ever listens.
No one listens until someone almost dies. But all I know is that he was traumatized and hated it, so he never gave us money when we're younger. We had to save up our own money for Christmas, and then we'll go out and sneakily buy it and pop it before we came into the house.
The one that was very common was people license went through inside the compound.
Oh yeah,
and they running through like guys would be like driving like Hilux. Okay, Hilux is like a what we call like a Ranger.
Just a truck. Just
a
like
truck,
a Ford.
A Ford type truck. Yeah, yeah. So you just like hanging on the back of the truck and just light one up.
Trust it into someone's apartment.
Into someone's neighborhood.
Like someone's neighborhood house.
A house and just run.
Yeah,
and just keep driving straight. I just keep lights on. And as they're driving, just brah, 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 brah. It's like gunshots.
People are coming out of the house wondering, like people are holding their heads under their hand, wondering who was dying and shit.
Wow. That was very common. As I was coming to, was actually gunshots were actually coming. In my own village, gunshots were actually coming because of the kind of family I grew up in. Gunshots were actually coming. So
you guys are just into guns, gun lovers?
Yeah, I think we have guns in our family.
You guys will be good in US.
No, that's the half of our families in the US.
Okay, makes sense. makes sense. Are there no gun laws in Nigeria? Like, is there like a gun certificate or something?
It's in the village, right? Everybody knows everybody. Every police officer knows who has a gun in that village.
Oh.
So it's like...
Yeah, guns are also pretty expensive. So.
And also, it's like, okay, for context, my granddad is also the king. So it's like, during that... festive period is like everybody's going to get and greet him and stuff like that. Oh. So after Christmas, during Christmas, they just like gun salute or things like that.
Okay.
So all those things are very, very common. So hearing gunshots, I would say it's very dangerous. I go use three sound of gunshots. Very, very dangerous for me.
Did you ever have like when you were in church once? When I was in church, I think it was maybe in 2013 or 14 before I came here, right now. But once during our service, as soon as during the countdown when you count like 10, 9, 8, as soon as we said, Happy New Year. Like this is not Christmas now. I'm talking about New Year. I'm moving a bit too forward. But as I said, Happy New Year, someone lit like 13 sound and threw it inside the church service. No, like on God. It was not too far from like entrance into the service, people were, you should see people were scattering like madness. It was like, as soon as it came in, boom, everyone just instinctively knew.
Everyone knows exactly
people
what
just,
it is.
People just exploded. It was like gorgeous. It was amazing. People were just running, like old men, old women, like adults. People were just running. Everyone just, boom. They just started going crazy. Like,
you know what, like, this reminds me of?
Like, no, look at the word you used. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was gorgeous,
you
bro.
You know, this one reminds me. I don't know if you guys have seen that meme. Like, it was very popular, like, 2 years ago. Just black people, when they see other black people running, they start running without knowing why they're running. So it'll start with one person is running. The other person see the other guy running, start following. And by the time they reach outside, the whole group of black people are just running. And then they get to the end, they're like,
why are we running?
Why are we?
You have to find out first.
One person is just gonna be like, I was just training, man.
You
I was just
stay and find out.
One person would just be like, I was just jogging, man. I was just getting some cardio.
What if I just go out on the street and just start like full of sprinting?
We'll take a video for sure. We'll see if people will run with you.
Yeah.
There are videos like that where people just have a bag and drop it down.
No, you gotta do that in the mall. Like on the streets, it's like,
yeah, people the fuck have I'm a black big, man in the mall.
Nigga, they're going to fucking send you to jail.
Exactly what I mean.
Paul, in the mall, he's not going to be able to outrun the security. They're going to lock all the doors.
Y'all track star, man. Of course you can outrun them.
They're going to lock the doors, bro. He's not going to be able to escape. He's going to have to break a window because they're going to take him.
They're going
to
make me commit a crime to get out of there.
Yeah, word. Yeah, it's not going to be safe. But yeah, it was like, and this is like a service or a church service that can sit up to like 1,000-ish people. Mm-hmm. So like, this is like almost half of the church. Cause the front half is like, everyone's standing up trying to figure out what's happening. The back half, everyone's running out of the church through all the different exits. Yeah. It was
That's quite beautiful. Let's clap for those people running. We gotta clap for them, man. I wish I can picture it happening.
Bro, I'm telling you.
But in person, I believe it'll be quite wonderful.
I'm telling you, it was
but,
a good stuff.
You know, Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Some of us are in a little entanglement. I gotta know, bro, you know, because I've never been in an entanglement.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you guys
on Christmas,
how does it feel to be, bro, entanglement? But it's not really
entanglement,
bro. Entanglement is a bit of a strong word.
Mercury, just choose your words right now very, very carefully.
I'm just
careful.
No, I'm only going to say entanglement is a bit of a strong word. I feel like entanglement is usually used when like hooking up is involved. I mean, reference Pinkett, Jada Pinkett Smith, what her name is. But either way, it's like, if you look at entanglement,
she's bald now, eh?
She's bald?
Yeah.
She got the whole family is bald. I don't know about Jaden Smith, but Will is bald.
They're going through it.
Their grandma, Willow, but she's, like, all the ladies.
She's
are
so
bald.
Fine. It doesn't matter. They're all fine. It's okay.
But Willow or Jaden?
All of them. They're,
okay, go ahead. I don't want to.
I don't want to say. I'm not going to say any more than that. But yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, continue about your entanglement.
But I'm just saying that entanglement is a bit of a strong word to use.
What would you use?
Miracle, don't use a word.
Might I borrow a word from one of our previous episodes? Our friends that spoke. I think it's fair
shout
to use.
Shout out to Auntie.
Yeah, shout out to Auntie. Yeah, she said it was a situationship. Now, that's a very complicated word to use, and so we're not going to explain it, but just keep going on and use situationship instead.
Okay, so like many of us, you know, here have never been in a situationship on Christmas. So I gotta, how was it? Did you feel pressure to like buy a gift? Because a lot of us here, we're not really,
I'm just saying,
gift.
But you guys have dated though. Aren't you
not
guys
on Christmas?
Yeah, not on Christmas.
So
you guys
not on Christmas, so not and Christmas. Not on the girl's birthday. So.
My guy,
look at this guy. Yes, that's your planner, man.
Me, I plan ahead.
Your
bro.
Planner, that's good stuff, right there.
I might sound cheap or anything to a lot of people, but
yo, my money is just life. It's never happened. I just never gotten there. Just
me, one started like after her birthday, and the latest one ended. Before Christmas.
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
When I saw Christmas coming, I'm like, God, I'm not gonna fight this any longer. Let it go.
Let it go.
You gotta let it go, bro. But yeah, for real though.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure some people have pressures. Like, three of us, like, guys, we don't necessarily, we've never really thought about it because we've never really had to give, we don't give gifts to each other. We're with each other every day.
I have a perfect excuse, man. You know what I told you guys? I got the first birthday in this group. So y'all, if y'all ain't buy me nothing, don't expect anything for your birthday.
This guy's so cheap.
There's no, it's not about being cheap.
It's no selflessness
it's
in
not,
me.
It's not even about being cheap. You know one thing I know, I noticed, because this year I've been very blessed. I've been buying gifts to the people like around me. Like my family, my family, eh? blood. All right,
we're about to ask. I was about to ask for my, where's my blood. Birthday pass? So,
next year, hopefully, God will bless me even more than He blessed me this year.
Amen.
So I've been buying gifts, and one thing I noticed, and it's probably one of the main reason why I don't tend not to buy gift on birthdays, is because the more I care about someone, the more any gift I think of buying, I feel like it's not worthy enough to represent how much I care about them.
That is tough.
And that stresses me.
That is,
because I was like looking at, like, I have to ask my family, what the hell do you want? My sister's like, surprise me. I'm like, bro, if you say that, I'll surprise you with zero gift. Send me a list of what you want. But when it's a friend's birthday, you can't just, it's, a lot of time it's like you just buy the gift, you know, just to show that you care for them. You don't really ask them what they want. On Christmas, it's natural to ask, what do you want for Christmas? Because I asked my siblings, what do you guys, Santa to bring you guys for Christmas? On the birthday, I can, because now it's no longer a surprise. So when it comes to a situation like this, the more I care about someone, anything I think of, to me, it's like, man, it doesn't show them how much I care about them.
Bro, mine was, it was pretty tough. Most times I had to get a cap. Like, they were like, okay, there's a cap, you can't go above this limit. Because like, you look at this and you're like, oh no, that one has got to be a bit better. That one's got to be more expensive. You got to go higher. Before you know it, you can literally be spending hundreds and hundreds and you're still feeling like you haven't gotten enough yet.
Yes.
It's tough. It's tough sometimes, I feel. But Christmas is also kind of a bit easier to an extent, because, yeah, what do you want for Christmas? But you also want to kind of get them something that's Christmassy to an extent. It's a bit different from their birthday, I feel. I may be wrong. Yeah,
it does make sense, because on Christmas, it's more like you got to focus a little bit more on Christmas,
holidays,
you know?
Holidays-ish kind of thing. So like,
and then on birthday, it's like, there's no really
There's no limit. There's no upper,
if you
want to
buy us a car, go for it.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
If you get someone a car for Christmas, I can't wrap a car. I can't put it under the Christmas tree. So of course, some people will be like, you can put the key, but like, I'm like, nah,
it's not the car. It's not the car. It's not the same thing. Yeah.
But it's, you know, the process of buying gift this year did teach me a lot about myself. You know what I'm saying? This is actually the first year I bought gift.
Did you go by yourself? I was going to ask.
Yeah. I mean, no, I kidnapped my friend. I was like, yo,
man, it's tough to go.
I kidnapped my friend on Tuesday. She said she was coming. She was willing to come. Shout out to her. And then yesterday, I kidnapped another friend. I was like, bro,
I feel like
I have to go get, that's when I went to get this hat. I was like, I gotta go get it. You're coming all the way to Polo Park with me. And then, yeah, my friends are, I'm fortunate to have people that are willing to like accompany me, because that shit would have been boring.
It would have been tough. It would have been boring. And then it would have been like, you see three or four different things, and sometimes your mind's eye does not let you see like which is better than which. And you're like, they all look cute. Should I get all four of them?
Listen, bro, me, I don't overthink situation like that. The first one I saw, that's what I'm taking.
That's
there's
tough,
no
bro.
Time to sit there.
When I was looking for a gift from
you get to a point where you're overthinking it, you're probably thinking they're all at the same level. That's why you're having a hard time choosing. Then the first one that you saw, that was a lucky one, I'm taking it.
Bro, I was
either the first or the last one I saw.
Oh, first or last one. That's not bad. I was looking for a gift for one of my friends, and I knew what I wanted, but I didn't know where to find it. So, you know, it's also lucky that, you know, the people have people that go out with you that know where things could be to an extent. And like how to make things look good. Because if it was left to me, chances are I might have just like I don't know if I want to say this.
Bro, you know,
get me in trouble, but I might just gonna give that and just like hand it over.
But like, I will struggle with that too.
You know, but like I got some help. I'm like, okay, get a wrapping paper, get like this bag and put it in here. Bro, I had to watch a YouTube video yesterday to learn how to rap, bro.
I haven't wrapped mine yet. I got a workout, an overnight shift, so I might be taking them out work and just wrap them. But honestly, everything I bought, it's like it's a box.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
because
pretty
it's
easy.
A box, it's like it's easy.
This
if I don't
want to
wrap it, I can put it in a bag, those, like bag, and just put those stuff on top and just.
Yeah, but it's different when you have to give it to like a girl that you like, though. You know, you want to make it look as good as possible.
Can't relate to that.
And at that point, it's more difficult, I feel, than just to throw it in the bag and giving it to the person.
Why not?
Exactly. That's what your mind is thinking. But if you had your female friend shop with you and you told her you're just going to throw it in the bag, she'll cuss you out so hard.
Well, that's because they want what you give them.
Because they know that that's the same way their own man is going to want to try and treat them, and they're not going to take that shit.
You look at them and be like, I'm sorry, I ain't your man, though.
No, but they're creating their fantasies through you. So you shouldn't let them do that.
Let them create the fantasy. Me, I just
Let's stop.
I just do what I do. You know?
Let's talk Christmas movies now.
Hey, Christmas. Christmas movie. What'd you guys watch back home? Because I don't think back home we have any like Christmas.
We didn't have like the Die Hard. But we had, in my family, we had the Home Alone, like the CD.
Y'all had that back home?
Yeah, we did.
But I didn't know what Home Alone was until I got here.
I think we had Home Alone 1 and 2. But when I got here, I found out they had like 3, 4, 5 or so many. It was just like, it's just a whole different thing. I was like, wow, there's so many Home Alone. But at some point, they even changed the guy. It's now some other, younger kid.
In episode, Home Alone 3,
yeah,
he changed the guy.
Actually, there's some other kid that didn't do as well.
Home Alone pissed me off, bro.
Are you serious? I mean, Home Alone 2 was my favorite.
No, it was good. The reason it pissed me off is because I was looking at those guys. How are you guys falling for shit?
Bro, those things got me laughing, though.
They entertained me a lot. Oh, my.
It was so much fun to watch. I think Home Alone is probably like one of my all-time favorites. There's also The Grinch, like the How the Grinch Stole Christmas or whatever.
I never finished that one.
Bro, I've always been a big fan of The Grinch. I think he's like, has like one of the best costume ever in general. Like, The Grinch is just great. And he's just realistic to me.
The Grinch face, the actual actor was actually Jim making Carrey. Those faces, bro.
Jim Carrey.
I saw it and I was like, damn, I thought it was like they had like makeup, you know, like those vampire stuff when they do. Nah, the faces he was making, they probably just added the nose. Yeah, I was impressed, man. That guy's very talented.
Jim Carrey's good. We know that. We've been knowing that. What about Die Hard, bro?
I just found out there's
6 Die Hards, bro.
There's always more to come out.
There's always another time to die.
As long as Jim McClane isn't dead, like, you move your head.
This guy may be 60, and I swear he's still going to bring out a Die Hard movie. Oh, God, this nigga does not die.
He has body doubles because people are going to watch him Die Hard because they're going to like want to look like that. Jim McClane. That was Jim McClane, right?
Bruce Willis is his real name, but Jim McClane is the.
Jim McClane is in the movie, yeah.
It's the movie name.
Bruce Willis.
Die Hard.
Shout out to Bruce Willis.
Y'all know my Christmas movies?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris.
Are you serious?
Jet Li.
Yo, Microsoft.
Jackie Chan.
I'm going to watch, I think I'm going to watch ELD Party for Christmas. Like, it's a comedy show. It's not like
what about like the Princess Switch, all those type?
All those,
and all those like one that is like royal families and like. And like Christmas, it's usually on Netflix. I think I
watch Emily in Paris. This one.
That's not. Is it a Christmas movie?
It's not Christmas.
It's not really.
I feel like they brought it out during this Christmas time just to make that effect. This season has like some Christmassy feel to it.
Oh,
so I'm kind of. I've only watched like 2 episodes.
Oh,
I'm keeping it for tomorrow.
Bro, there's Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Die Hard.
Page, right? Yeah,
Die Hard with Vengeance, Live Free or Die Hard, A Good Day to Die Hard.
Keep going, there's more.
Bro.
Oh.
We ain't going Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
This guy is just like the James Bond movies, bro.
I might have seen one of them. I like his movies.
Yeah, he's.
There's that one that he plays, like, they go in space, like, the cars are like. Flying or something. I hate it.
I never knew that there could be so many Die Hard movies per se. I never knew there could be so many Die Hard movies because I watched 1 or 2. I didn't even know it was a Christmas movie, honestly. The only reason why it's a Christmas movie is because it was shot in the Christmas, like in the snow, I feel.
Yes.
Because honestly,
that's all.
That shit does not have any real connections to Christmas. Or I guess the fact that his family is kidnapped or something. I can't really remember what happened. Or people are trapped in a building. I can't really remember the storyline per se. It's been years since I watched it. But to me, it honestly, it's just like any action movie that was shot in Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got a question now for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys see Christmas as? Like, what do you guys see? What do you guys understand the Christmas feeling as?
That's a good question. I was coming home with my mom. I think we're coming back from, I can't remember where we're coming back from, maybe the store or something, right? That was maybe 3 weeks ago. And we looked across the street. We saw like this decoration on this house that looked like amazing. And we saw like the front of the house, like the snowman, all the things and all the designs and everything. And the first thing my mom said was like, do they know the reason for Christmas? Because Christmas technically is celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, most people don't know that. Most people just think that it's a, it's a holiday.
I think a lot of people do know that.
You think so?
I think a lot of people do know. And you probably I think a lot of people do know, and the issue has to do a cure about it.
Maybe.
I think a lot of people do know about the Christmas story, because if you've gone through school setting whatsoever, you probably heard somewhere or know it somewhere. There's each and all do they care about it.
Oh.
Here all they know is Christmas, Santa, I'm getting a gift.
The holiday exactly, and gifts.
Exactly. Is like what emphasis has been put on? Was the emphasis during your Christmas childhood? Has it been more on the Santa, the childhood, the presents, or was it been put on the story of Christmas, which is because the birth of Jesus?
Here in Canada, I feel like on Christmas, it's a lot of time, like a lot of chance for families to come together and give gifts and all that. Just the same as like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I feel like to them, it's the second Thanksgiving of the year. And to conclude the year, to celebrate. A lot of people have days off too and all that. Yeah. But like for us back home, or most Christian families, it's like we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And on Christmas, we've got to be in church.
It's also a time to see family.
Yeah.
It's also time.
No, I was going to get to that point, but like a lot of us on Christmas Eve, we're in church. You know what I'm saying? We could have been in church when the bell rang.
At the recording of this episode, I'm going to church in an hour, bro. Less 30 minutes even.
In Nigeria, it's different. You go Christmas car on Christmas Eve, and then you have Christmas service on Christmas morning. But you still go to church.
And then on Sunday, but you still got to go.
And the Sunday services,
And then Sunday, there's still service. And then there's a New Year overnight crossover service.
Oh my God. I'll feel bad for being in Nigeria now, because Christmas on Saturday, 26th, which is a Sunday, the next day. So you have 3 days of church. Oh my.
Wow.
That's a whole weekend of service.
Now that we have Christmas, like this week, this Christmas, I would have been happy because it's on Saturday. Those ones that are on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, oh my God, those... kill my vibe.
Or the Monday ones where you finish service and then go to service.
I mean, those ones that you have like carol in the morning. Well, that was last year.
Was it last year? It was a couple years ago, but
no. 3 years ago.
Maybe. All I know is I was tough.
Three or four. I don't know. I don't think
it will be four. But then again,
it could be last year, because I don't have any recollection what the hell happened last year. I don't have any memories of 2020. Bro,
honestly, I don't think we have the Christmas. Do we have it?
There was no Christmas. We all in lockdown.
Our Christmas service was on Christmas Carol. We didn't actually have.
No, everything was on lockdown last year. Like around this time, we couldn't even go to people's house.
Couldn't even go to the store, bro.
Online.
I feel like I'm even glad right now. Even though things are looking bleak, I'm actually glad right now to even sit down right here.
Yeah, the fact that we can just sit down here is a blessing.
I see that. Okay, let me call some of my friends. Sit down right here and gossip. You know what? We have 5 minutes right now. I'm just going to go all in. All right. So, this girl texted me. She said that podcast, I wait for men, grown men, or not normal men, grown men, sit down and gossip. And she couldn't be far from the truth, because we are gossiping here.
Are you guys saying that we're gossiping here?
We haven't really gossiped since we started this.
It depends on how you actually define gossip. True. Because people think gossip is like talking about someone behind your back, but because it's been just talking about things that you
won't, just bitching about stuff. That's true.
It's complaining about shit. That's gossiping.
But we don't complain.
We're not always complaining.
Oh yes,
we do complain.
We just complain about
Die Hard right now.
Been way too much. Complain about Omicron or Omicron.
Me, I saw those as jokes. I didn't see them as complaining.
Exactly.
I don't think I gossip.
Exactly.
Me, the way I see podcasts is just, it's therapy, bro. I think it's therapy for me.
For me, it's therapy. Mm-hmm. I purely therapy.
I feel like it's like that for a lot of people.
And that is what Christmas is all about, is finding your happy place.
Yes.
And
for some people, it's not like that for them, Christmas.
It's also something I learned from my pastor. Oh, that sounds so spiritual.
Your dad.
All I know is that one thing I learned about the Christmas time, or the end of the year per se, is what I should say, is that it's a time for, you know, stock taken. You know, you look at how your year has been.
Reflection.
Yeah, you're reflecting like from January 1st and all the goals you had and all the things you wrote down and all the things you said you were going to do and all the New Year's resolution that you're always making that you never fulfill. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you look back and you say, did I do this? Mm-hmm. Did I do that? Did I do this? And this is something we'll expand on more, you know, and probably next week's episode or some other time.
Yeah.
And not now. We gotta come up with this topic.
My energy right now, because for next episode,
you're ready to jump. I know, bestie. Hey, there's no need to jump.
I want to talk about it, but like nah. Just keep it for next week.
All right, people. We come wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a happy new year.
Yeah, we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Do Happy New
Just
Year.
Christmas. We'll do Happy New Year.
Just Happy New Year. Happy New Year in a week.
Guys. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have Peace. A
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pecans.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompecans@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompecans.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.